Time now for the news brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast calling for a chance of sprinkles before 9 a.m., mostly cloudy. We'll look for a high of around 54 degrees today. Breezy conditions, especially in the afternoon when winds will gust upwards of 40 miles per hour. A 30% chance of precipitation tonight into the overnight hours. Cloudy, gradually becoming partly cloudy. Look for a low just above the freezing mark. Winds will continue. Sunny skies for your Saturday. We should reach a high of around 40 degrees. Mostly cloudy into Saturday night. A low around 24. I'm J.C. Tinsley. Here's top stories. Hal Bryant has been chosen to be the parade marshal for the annual Fairfield Kiwanis Parade tomorrow at 5 p.m., Hal and Deb Bryant's miniature horses have been part of the Christmas parade for more than three decades now. Hal is the retired building trades teacher at Fairfield Community High School after 27 years of teaching. Family of Wayne County Deputy Sean Riley, of course, will be in charge of lighting the official Christmas tree on the courthouse square prior to tomorrow's Christmas parade. The lighting will take place at 4:45 p.m. The Riley family, along with the Wayne County Sheriff's Department, will also be collecting donations at the Festival of Lights in Leo French Park next Wednesday, December 7th, in honor of Riley. 25-year-old John Osbrook of Fairfield is behind bars in the Wayne County Jail following his arrest by Fairfield police Wednesday morning. According to the report, Osbrook is being held without bond and facing charges of domestic battery. Online court records have yet to be updated with Osbrook's upcoming court date. Wayne County Sheriff's deputies arrested 32-year-old Ashley Nicole Jolly of Fairfield. Jolly was wanted on a Franklin County failure to appear warrant. She has already been arrested twice before this year in Wayne County on meth charges. She's due in court on December 27th. Bond out of Franklin County has been set at $575. Wayne County bond has been set at $1,020. County officials elected to terms were officially sworn in yesterday morning. Among them, County Clerk Lizanne Woodrow, Sheriff Chris Odie, and Supervisor of Assessments Jody Poole. Those incumbents are joined by new Wayne County Treasurer Yvette Anderson. Odie, Poole, and Anderson had this to say.
I'd just like to thank my family and everybody from the Sheriff's Office for being here today, and also the people of Wayne County. I was humbled and look forward to staying sheriff for another 4 years.
Thank you guys for being here. I want to thank my family for their support and my wonderful staff, and I'm looking forward to a second term.
I am very honored and blessed to have been elected. Thank you to all who voted. I will work very, very hard in trying to learn the job for one, but also serving the residents of Wayne County to the best of my abilities.
Judge Michael Molt, who administered the oaths, described some of their duties.
She's in charge of all the elections, make sure that those elections go fairly and efficiently. She keeps track of, 200 plus years of county records. If you want to find out who owned your land 100 years ago, then county clerk's where you go. Sheriff Odie's, I would say he is the chief law enforcement officer in Wayne County. He's responsible for, if not the largest geographical county in the state of Illinois, the second largest. And he doesn't have a large staff to do that with. And the criminal justice system is going to have to have a major change on January the 1st. And he and his men are going to have to adjust to that. Very important. Jody Poole has a very important task. All of you that own real estate, you're familiar with Jody. You like to hear from her. Have to know that she's increasing her assessments so the county can have more money to operate on, or maybe she's lowering your assessment if it's not an appropriate limit. So she has a very important job to administrate things that generate the tax money which supports your local services. We have one new elected county officer, Ms. Yvette Anderson. She's going to handle millions of taxpayer dollars. So that's a pretty daunting task. You've got to make sure that money is collected.
County board members were sworn in a bit later yesterday morning. Illinois lawmakers are signing off on changes to the controversial Safety Act. The Democratic-controlled Illinois General Assembly yesterday approved a series of changes to the criminal justice reform law before some key provisions were set to take effect in January. That includes a controversial measure to eliminate cash bail. A new proposal expands the list of crimes in which someone can be denied pretrial release, now including arson, second-degree murder, and kidnapping. The amended bill now heads to Governor Pritzker's desk for his signature. Local representatives, including Adam Niemerg, Dave Severin, and Patrick Windhorst, along with State Senator Darren Bailey, all sounded off against the legislation. Windhorst had this to say.
Throughout this process, the proponents have claimed that the elimination of cash bail in the Safety Act is an effort to give judges discretion to detain those who judges consider to be dangerous or likely to flee the jurisdiction. But that's not what the Safety Act does, and that's not what this bill does. What we are doing is adding to a laundry list of potentially detainable offenses. We've created a detention net. That detention net still has holes. If we want judges to have discretion, give them discretion. Allow judges to hold individuals that they believe are dangerous or likely to flee the jurisdiction. Instead, we've chosen a different route. And what that means is we'll see those holes in the detention net, and we'll be back in a year to try to patch the hole. And then we'll find another hole, and we'll be back in a year and try to patch that hole. Just give judges the discretion. Do what you claim you want this bill to do. We have a 90-day trial provision in the detention statute, which conflicts and is inconsistent with our long-held 120-day speedy trial provision. There was ample opportunity to fix this, but we didn't. But instead, we're creating scenarios where a 90-day clock may run when a 120-day clock didn't run, and it will be a problem for the court system. Also, there's a provision of this bill which really hasn't gotten much discussion, but we have taken certain mandatory consecutive sentences and made them discretionary. These mandatory consecutive sentences were for repeat offenders, people who committed crimes while on pretrial release, or people who committed crimes while in detention, crimes against correctional officers, crimes against other inmates, crimes against society when they were released. Instead of leaving those as mandatory consecutive sentences, we make it discretionary. While we talk about the pretrial fairness aspect of the bill, we're lessening penalties for repeat offenders. That's not going to help public safety.
Senator Bailey said the passage of the trailer bill further solidifies the Democratic Party's out-of-touch policies and politics. Illinois House Democrats are proposing a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity ammunition magazines. Lawmakers also want to take away the ability for most people under the age of 21 to obtain a gun permit in the state. The legislation was filed in response to the deadly mass shooting at the 4th of July parade in Highland Park. The suspected shooter was using an assault-style rifle and high-capacity magazines. The state of Illinois is being awarded $86 million in federal funding to help strengthen the state's public health workforce and infrastructure. The funding from the CDC will support efforts to recruit, retain, and train the public health workforce. The grant will also support efforts by the Illinois Department of Public Health and its local health department partners to promote and protect health and address health disparities in communities throughout Illinois. Coming up this Sunday at 2 p.m., the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks Lodge No. 1631 of Fairfield will conduct its annual memorial service for elks and their families. The service is so that we can gather to remember members that have passed during the previous year. Members to be memorialized include Ernest Easton, Max Tips, Ann Robinson, Charles Preston Matthews, Larry L. Jones, and former Fairfield Mayor and WFIW-WOKZ Manager, Mr. Mike Dreith. The special speaker for the memorial service will be past Exalted Ruler L. Brian Williams. All family and friends are welcome to attend the service. Local and area death announcements are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Dennis Ray Whetstone, 68, of Carmi, Illinois, died Thursday, November 24th. In keeping with Dennis's wishes, he was a tissue donor and his remains were cremated. No services are planned at this time. An 82-year-old resident of Clay City, Shirley Ann Coleman, died Thursday, November 24th. A funeral ceremony will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning at Frankenbright Funeral Home in Flora. Burial will follow in Oskaloosa Cemetery. A visitation will be held from 5 until 8 p.m. this evening at the funeral home. Tammy Lynn Petty, age 50, of Flora, Illinois, passed away Friday morning, November 25th, at her home. Private family services will be held. Arrangements are by Frankenbright Funeral Home in Flora. 97-year-old Wayne City resident Dorothy J. Weber died Friday, November 25th. Funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. this afternoon at the Archie L. Sanders Memorial Chapel in Wayne City, with burial following in the Thomason Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 11 a.m. until the service time today at Archie L. Sanders Chapel. 68-year-old Albion resident Stephen Ray Kendrick died Thursday, November 24th. A celebration of life service for Stephen Ray Kendrick will be held at a later date. Judy E. Young, age 75, of Flora, died on Monday. A celebration of life will be held at 2 p.m. this coming Monday at Frankenbride Funeral Home in Flora. Burial will follow in Oskaloosa Cemetery. A visitation will be held from noon until 2 on Monday at the funeral home. And a 73-year-old resident of Normal, Illinois, Danny Vest, died last Saturday. Graveside services for Mr. Vest will be held at 11 a.m. this coming Monday at Maple Hill Cemetery in Fairfield. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield in charge of those arrangements. As a reminder, we update our obituaries, including a full list of survivors, on our website at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's local weather forecast calling for mostly cloudy skies today, a high of around 54, but breezy conditions, especially this afternoon when winds could gust upwards of 40 miles per hour, 30% chance of rain during tonight and the overnight hours. Cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy, will drop down to a low just above the freezing mark. Sunny skies for your Saturday, a high of around 40 degrees. Winds will continue mostly cloudy into Saturday night, a low of 24. Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 45.